الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد Today is the 12th of Safar 1433 which corresponds to the 6th of January 2012 This is a tafsir class or in better words the translation of the tafsir of Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah we are in Surah An-Nisa in particular ayah 104 a'udhu billahi as-sami' al-alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim ولا تهنوا في ابتغاء القوم إن تكونوا تألمون فإنهم يألمون كما تألمون وترجون من الله ما لا يرجون وكان الله عليما حكيما And do not weaken in pursuit of the enemy. If you should be suffering, so are they suffering as you are suffering. But you expect from Allah that which they expect not. And Allah is ever knowing and wise. The Shaykh rahimahullah says, أي لا تضعفوا ولا تكسلوا في ابتغاء عدوكم من الكفار. Do not be weak, do not weaken, nor be lazy in seeking your enemies among the kuffar. أي في جهادهم والمرابطة على ذلك. Meaning in jihad, in engaging in jihad with them or against them. And murabata is like remaining steadfast or, you know, waiting at the places where you can ambush and things of this sort. Kind of consistency. In doing so, in observing jihad. فَإِنَّ وَهَنَ الْقَلْبِ مُسْتَدْعٍ لِوَهَنَ الْبَدَنِ The weakness of the heart will call and invite the weakness of the body. وَذَلِكَ يُضْعِفُ عَنْ مُقَوَمَةِ الْأَعْدَاءِ And that will weaken you against struggling and or resisting your enemy. بَلْ كُونُوا أَقْوِيَاءَ نَشِيطِينَ فِي قِتَالِهِمْ Rather be strong and full of energy, energetic while fighting them. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ مَا يُقَوِّي قُلُوبَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَذَكَرَ شَيْئًا Then Allah mentioned that which strengthens the hearts of the believers. He made mention of two things. الأول, first, أَنَّمَا يُصِيبَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَلَمِ وَالتَّعَبِ وَالْجِرَاحِ وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ فَإِنَّهُ يُصِيبُ أَعْدَاءَكُمْ Whatever afflicts you of pain, fatigueness, and injury, and wounds, or things of the sort, is also afflicting your enemy. فَلَيْسَ مِنَ الْمُرُوءَةِ الْإِنسَانِيَّةِ وَالشَّهَامَةِ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةِ أَنْ تَكُونُوا أَضْعَفَ مِنْهُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ وَهُمْ قَدْ تَسَوَيْتُمْ فِيمَا يُوجِبُ ذَلِكَ It is not يعني it is not according to the decent human standards nor your Islamic bravery that you should be weaker than them even though you're equal in this regard. Both of you are suffering the same kind of affliction. So how can you as Muslims be weaker than them? How can they be more patient in regards to these afflictions than you Muslims? لأن العادة الجارية أنه لا يضعف إلا من توالت عليه الألم The usual situation is the only people who are weakened are those who the only person who's weakened is the one whose pain is consistent. He's suffering consistently of pain, one after the other. وانتصر عليه الأعداء على الدوام and one who the enemies are victorious over all the time. يعني you're always feeling pain and you're always defeated. لأن لا من يدال مرة ويدال عليه أخرى. Not the one who wins sometimes and then he loses sometimes. A person doesn't have this kind of suffering. He doesn't get weak because it's not like he's always losing. الأمر الثاني, the second thing that Allah mentioned, أنكم ترجون من الله ما لا يرجون. That you hope to receive from Allah that which they do not hope for.
فترجون الفوز بثوابه والنجاة من عقابه. You hope for gaining Allah's reward and being saved from His punishment. بل خواص المؤمنين لهم مقاصد عالية وأمال رفيعة من نصر دين الله وإقامة شرعه واتساع دائرة الإسلام وهداية الضالين وقمع أعداء الدين. Rather, specific individuals, the elite among the believers, they have higher expectations and noble causes that are even more noble, such as they want the victory to the deen of Allah, and they want to establish his legislation, and they want the Islamic ummah to widen, to become larger. And they want the misguided to be guided, and they want the enemies to be defeated. فهذه الأمور توجب للمؤمن المصدق زيادة القوة وتضاعف النشاط والشجاعة. These matters will necessitate for the true believer, the one who's truthful, the increase in power and the doubling of his energy and the ultimate courageousness. Because what drives him is high. Yani he wants Islam and he wants the victory and he wants this and he wants that. So he goes into the battlefield with a mentality other than one who just wants to get the ajr. So the higher the expectation, someone, you know, it happens often in life. Like this one child or one boy in school, they make fun of him. Say, you're good for nothing, you're a loser, you're never going to graduate. And so it clicks in his mind. He says, oh yeah? And so he goes and he studies and he turns out to be the number one. So why? Because he's not it's not the same attitude that other people have, which is just to get a degree. No, he has another thing. He wants to rub it in their face. He wants to prove to them his ability when they made fun of him, so that because the objective is higher, the striving is more. So the believers have this kind of mentality. They're looking forward to the victory of Islam, and they really want it so that they become more courageous and more stronger for during battlefields. لأن من يقاتل واصبر على نيل العزة الدنيوي إن ناله ليس كمن يقاتل لنيل السعادة الدنيوية والأخروية والفوز برضوان الله وجنته. The Sheikh said, the one who fights to attain some worldly honor, even if he attains it, is not like one who fights to attain the ultimate worldly and eternal happiness, and also attaining the pleasure of Allah and His garden. فَسُبْحَانَ مَنْ فَاوَتَ بَيْنَ الْعِبَادِ وَفَرَّقَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِعِلْمِهِ وَحِكْمَتِهِ. So how perfect is he who has distinguished or made that distinction between his slaves, and he made them different according to his knowledge and his wisdom. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ. This is what Allah said at the end of the ayah. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Ever is Allah all-knowing, all-wise. كَامِلُ الْعِلْمِ كَامِلُ الْحِكْمَةِ. Perfect and complete in knowledge, perfect and complete in wisdom. Now these ayat which are following up are quite many. We'll deal with them one at a time, inshallah. Ayah 105. إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق لتحكم بين الناس بما أراك الله ولا تكن للخائنين خصيما. And indeed we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the book in truth, so you may judge between the people by that which Allah has shown you, and do not be for the deceitful an advocate. The Shaykh said, يخبر تعالى أنه أنزل على عبده ورسوله الكتاب بالحق. Allah informs us that He has sent down upon His slave and His messenger His book in truth. أي محفوظا في إنزاله من الشياطين أن يتطرق إليه منهم باطل.
meaning it is preserved and protected while going down against the devils, that they should be able to have access to it with any of their falsehood and inject any of their falsehood. بَلْ نَزَلَ بِالْحَقِّ مُشْتَمِلًا أَيْضًا عَلَى الْحَقِّ. Rather, the book went down in truth, containing truth. It went down in truth from Allah, containing the truth. فَأَخْبَارُهُ صِدْقٌ وَأَوَامِرُهُ وَنَوَاهِيهِ عَدْلٌ. Its information is truthful, and its commands and prohibitions are for our justice, are just. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. And the Lord, and the word of your Lord has been fulfilled truthful, in truthfulness and in justice. وَأَخْبَرَ أَنَّهُ أَنزَلَ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And Allah here explained that He sent down the book so He may judge between the people. وَفِي الْآيَةِ الْأُخْرَى. In another ayah, Allah said, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. And we have sent down upon you the reminder so that you may clarify to the people what was sent down upon them. فيحتمل أن هذه الآية في الحكم بين الناس في مسائل النزاع والاختلاف. Then it could be that this ayah is in reference to judging between the people in regards to the issues of difference and that things of the sort, issues where the people differ in conflict. وتلك في تبين جميع الدين وأصوله وفروعه. The other ayah, which is in Surah An-Nahl, I believe, is in reference to clarifying to the people the whole religion, its fundamental principles and the branches. ويحتمل أن الآيتان كليهما معناهما واحد. It is possible that both ayat have a single meaning. فيكون الحكم بين الناس هنا يشمل الحكم بينهم في الدماء والأعراض والأموال وسائر الحقوق. وفي العقائد وفي جميع مسائل الأحكام. So it could be that judging between the people here includes judging between them in terms of blood, as in, you know, retribution, the one who was killed, then the killer is to be killed, and things of the sort. والأعراض and the honors. والأموال, their wealth. وسائر الحقوق and the various rights. في العقائد وفي العقائد, even in matters of عقيدة and creed. وفي جميع مسائل الأحكام, in all matters of judgment. وقوله بما أراك الله, the statement of Allah, بما أراك الله, أي لا بهواك, بل بما علمك الله وألهمك. Meaning it is not according to your desire or what is suitable for you. It is with what Allah Azza wa Jal has taught you. It's according to what Allah Azza wa Jal has taught you. كقوله تعالى, like Allah said, وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. He does not speak of his own desire, of his own choice in this world, or in desire actually. It is merely a revelation being revealed on to him. وفي هذا دليل على عصمته صلى الله عليه وسلم بما يبلغ عن الله من جميع الأحكام وغيرها. In this, there's an evidence about the infallibility of the Prophet ﷺ in regards to what he conveys of Allah, in regards to the rulings and others. Anything which he conveys from the deen of Allah, he's infallible. How infallible. وَأَنَّهُ يُشْتَرَطُ فِي الْحُكُمِ الْعِلْمُ وَالْعَدْلِ. And we also learn from this ayah that it is a condition for the one who makes judgment that there should be knowledge and justice. لقوله بما أراك الله, because Allah said with what Allah has shown you. ولم يقل بما رأيت, he didn't say per what you see. ورتب أيضا الحكم بين الناس على معرفة الكتاب. And Allah made judging between the people conditional to the knowledge of the book. ولما أمر الله بالحكم بين الناس المتضمن العدل والقسط نهاه عن الجور والظلم الذي هو ضد العدل. After Allah commanded that the Prophet ﷺ judges between the people with justice, he then forbade him from transgression and oppression, which is the opposite of justice. فقال ولا تكن للخائنين خصيما. And do not be for the deceitful an advocate. أي لا تخاصم على عن من عرفت خيانته من مدع ما ليس له أو منكر حقا عليه سواء علم ذلك أو ظنه. Meaning, do not argue on behalf of one whom you know is betrayed, has betrayed, or is treacherous, or one who claims what is not his,
or one who denies something which is against him, irrespective of whether he knew that or he just assumed it. ففي هذا دليل على تحريم الخصومة في الباطل. In this ayah, then there's an evidence that it is impermissible to argue in regards to falsehood. والنيابة عن المبطل في الخصومات الدينية والحقوق الدنيوية. And that anyone should represent the one who alleges falsehood in regards to the deen and the dunya. ويدل على ويدل مفهوم الآية على جواز الدخول في نيابة الخصومة لمن لم يعرف منه ظلم. And the ayah we understand from the meaning of the ayah that it is permissible to be a lawyer or to represent someone if you do not know whether he is an oppressor or not. But the lesson which we learn is that you can't really be a lawyer. Or you can't be a lawyer as in you know that your defendant is guilty and you still go to court and try to prove him innocent. Per the ayah, this is haram. Either you know the person is innocent or you can't be doing that. Because now lawyers don't tell the person, okay, you did it, okay, we're going to tell him you did it. No. They will try to find ways to make him innocent, even though they know that he's a criminal. Crazy stuff, huh? Ayah 106 says, وَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And seek forgiveness of Allah. Verily Allah is ever forgiving, most merciful. Why did we say استغفِرِ اللَّهِ and not استغفِرِ اللَّهِ? استغفِرِ اللَّهِ. Why لا? Do you say Alhamdulillah or Alhamdulillah? Do you say Subhanallah or Subhanallah? Why?
Because of the grace.
Yes, sir. When Lafdul Jalala, when the name of Allah is preceded by a kasra, it becomes La. Istaghfirillah. Ra has kasra. If you were saying it about yourself, Astaghfirullah. Because here it's a present tense. Istaghfir is a command. Seek forgiveness of Allah. And it ends with the sukoon. And Lafdul Jalala begins with the sukoon. So because of two sukoon coming together, the qaida, man'an liltiqa' as-sakinain, in order not to two sukoons to come together, you make the one first, you turn it to a kasra. So it becomes istaghfirillah. So now Lafdul Jalala is preceded with kasra. So excuse me, you pronounce it la. وَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ مِمَّا صَبَرَ مِنْكَ إِنْ صَبَرْ. Seek forgiveness of Allah in case something happened from you which requires that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Verily Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. أَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ الْعَظِيمِ لِمَنْ إِسْتَغْفَرَ. Allah will forgive the great sin. Great as in a big sin. Not great in terms of praising it. For the one who seeks His forgiveness. For the one who seeks his forgiveness. وَتَابَ إِلَيْهِ وَأَنَابَ. And the one who repents to him and returns. يُوَفِّقُهُ لِلْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ الْمُوجِبِ لِثَوَابِ وَزَوَالِ عِقَابِ. Then Allah will grant him success to perform righteous deeds which necessitate the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal and the doing away with his punishment. Ayah 107, it says, وَلَا تُجَادِلْ عَنِ الَّذِينَ يَخْتَانُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ خَوَّانًا أَثِيمًا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا. And do not argue on behalf of those who deceive themselves. Indeed, Allah loves not one who is habitually sinful deceiver.
They conceal their evil intentions and deeds from the people, but they cannot conceal them from Allah. And He is with them when they spend the night in such as He does not accept of speech. And ever is Allah of what they do encompassing. The Shaykh said, وَلَا تُجَادِلْ عَنِ الَّذِينَ يَخْتَنُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ الْإِخْتِيَانُ وَالْخِيَانَ بِمَعْنَى الْجِنَايَ وَالظُّلْمُ وَالْإِثْمِ. Deceived here means oppression and sin. وَهَذَا يَشْمَلُ النَّهِي عَنِ الْمُجَادَلَ عَنْ مَنْ أَذْنَبَ وَتُوجِّهَ عَلَيْهِ عُقُوبَ مِنْ حَدٍ أَوْ تَعْزِيرٍ. This means that it is prohibited to argue on behalf of someone who has committed a sin, and then there must be some execution or penal code carried out against him. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُجَادَلْ عَنْهُ بِدَفْعِ مَا صَدْرَ مِنْهُ مِنَ الْخِيَانَةِ. He is not, no one is to argue on his behalf because of what had appeared of him of treachery. أو بدفع ما ترتب على ذلك من العقوبة الشرعية. Or someone tried to do away with the punishment that is expected Islamically. إن الله لا يحب من كان خوانا أثيما. Allah does not love one who is deceitful and sinful. أي كثير الخيانة والإثم. Meaning he often betrays and sins. وإذا انتفى الحب ثَبَتَ ضِدُّهُ. And if love has been negated, then the opposite is established, which is hatred. وَهُوَ الْبُغْضُ. And it is hatred. وَهَذَا كَالتَّعْلِيلِ لِلنَّهِ الْمُتَقَدِّمِ. This is an introduction or a reason behind a prohibition. Why doesn't Allah want you to do that? Because Allah doesn't love such and such person. ثم ذكر عن هؤلاء الخائنين أنهم. Then Allah explained or clarified the condition of these people, the deceitful. أنهم يستخفون من الناس ولا يستخفون من الله. They hide from the people, but they do not hide from Allah. And He is with them as they say that which is not pleasing to Him. وهذا من ضعف الإيمان ونقصان اليقين. أن تكون مخافة الخلق عندهم أعظم من مخافة الله. فيحرصون بالطرق المباحة والمحرمة على عظم الفضيحة عند الناس. This is a sign of the weakness of iman and deficiency in certainty, that the fear of the creation to them is greater than the fear of Allah. So they strive with all possible ways, whether halal or haram, not to be exposed before the people. وهم مع ذلك قد بارزوا الله بالعظائم. Yet while they have actually went against Allah and committed the major heinous crimes. وَلَمْ يُبَالُوا بِنَظَرِهِ وَاطِّلَاعِ عَلَيْهِمْ. And they do not care about Allah looking and observing them. وَهُوَ مَعْهُمْ بِالْعِلْمِ فِي جَمِيعِ أَحْوَالِهِمْ. And He knows through His knowledge what they're doing all the time. خُصُوصًا, specifically or especially, فِي حَالِ تَبْيِيتِهِمْ مَا لَا يُرْضِيهِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. While they spend the night saying that which is not pleasing to Him. من تبرئة الجاني ورمي البريء بالجناية. Such as claiming innocence for the oppressor and then ورمي البريء بالجناية. And then the innocent one is accused of being the oppressor. والسعي في ذلك للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يفعل ما بيتوه. Then they go to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and strive to for him to fulfill what they have concealed during the night. فَقَدْ جَمَعُوا بَيْنَ عِدَّةِ جِنَايَاتِ. They have brought about many different transgressions. Jinaya, I'm trying to think of the English equivalent, man, it's not coming, because it's used in court. You have the defendant, and then you have the one who... The accused one. What is a word that they use in courts? The offender? It's the offender, there's another word for it. عَلَى كُلِّ حَالِ. ولم يراقبوا رب الأرض والسماوات المطلع على سرائرهم وضمائرهم. And they did not bring to mind, they did not observe with their understanding, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, who is able to see their secrets and what they conceal in their conscience. ولهذا توعدهم تعالى بقول. That's why Allah threatened them by saying, وكان الله بما يعملون محيط. Allah is ever knowing of that which they what they do
encompasses what they do with his knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala. أي قد أحاط بذلك علما. He has encompassed that with his knowledge. ومع هذا لم يعاجلهم بالعقوبة. Yet he did not hasten their punishment. بل استأنى بهم. But Allah gave him some respite. وعرض عليهم التوبة. And he offered them repentance. وحذرهم من الإصرار على ذنبهم الموجب للعقوبة البليغة. And Allah warned them against insisting on that sin, which will necessitate the severe punishment. Let's see here. Oh, Ayah 109. جادلتم عنهم في الحياة الدنيا فمن يجادل الله عنهم يوم القيامة أم من يكون عليهم وكيلا. They, here you are, those who argue on their behalf, on their behalf in this worldly life. Here you are, those who argue on their behalf in this worldly life. But who will argue with Allah for them on the day of resurrection? Or who will then be their representative? The Sheikh said, "I habkum jadaltum anhum fi hadhihi al-hayat ad-dunya." Let us say that you argued on their behalf in this worldly life. ودفع عنهم جدالكم بعض ما يحذرون من العاري والفضيحة عند الخلق. And because of your representation and arguing on our behalf, you managed to alleviate some of the embarrassment and exposure, embarrassment and you know, in there's another word, فضيحة. Anyways. Which from the people you managed to keep it away from them. They were not exposed before the people. Mashi. Now, فماذا يغني عنهم وينفعهم? What benefit would that give them? And what would it what would it protect them from? ومن يجادل الله عنهم يوم القيامة حين تتوجه عليهم الحجة وتشهد عليهم ألسنتهم وأيديهم وأرجلهم بما كانوا يعملون. And who will argue with Allah on their behalf on the day of resurrection when the proof will be against them and their tongues and their hands and their feet will bear witness against them with because of that which they used to do. يومئذ يوفيهم الله دينهم الحق. Then on that day Allah Azza wa Jal will recompense them according to the exact measurement. ويعلمون أن الله هو الحق المبين. And they will come to know that Allah is the truth, the ultimate clear truth. فمن يجادل عنهم من يعلم السر وأخفى. Who will argue on their behalf with the one who knows the secret and what is hidden and what is beyond that. ومن أقام عليه من الشهود ما لا يمكن معه الإنكار. And the one who has made so many witnesses against them to the level that you can't possibly deny. Your body limbs will bear witness against you. The angels will bear witness against you. The book which has the deeds will bear witness against you. The people will bear witness against you. Al-Rasul will bear witness against you. Everybody will bear witness against you. There's no escape. Allah musta'an. وفي هذه الآية الإرشاد إلى المقابل بين ما يتوهم من مصالح الدنيا المرتبة على ترك أوامر الله أو فعل مناهيه وبين ما يفوت من الثواب من ثواب الآخرة أو يحصل من عقوبتها. In this ayah, there's this guidance being provided for us to make a comparison between what one thinks he will attain of worldly benefits based on abandoning Allah's commands or doing His prohibitions, and between what one will miss of the reward of the life to come, or what he will get of the punishment because of the things which he does in the dunya. فيقول من أمرته نفسه بترك أمر الله. Let one say to himself, when himself tells him, or his self tells him to abandon the command of Allah. ها أنت تركت أمره كسلا وَتَفْرِيطًا. Here you have left the command of Allah out of laziness and carelessness. فَمَنْ نَفْعُ الَّذِي انْتَفَعْتَ بِهِ. What benefit did you gain? Nothing. وَمَاذَا فَاتَكِ مِنْ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. What have you missed out on the reward of the life to come? وَمَاذَا تَرَتَّبَ عَلَى هَذَا التَّرْكِ مِنَ الشَّقَاءِ وَالْحِرْمَانِ وَالْخَيْبَةِ وَالْخِسْرَانِ. And what has come as a result of this abandonment of wretchedfulness and deprivation, disappointment and loss? وَكَذَلِكَ دَعَتْهُ نَفْسُ إِلَى مَا تَشْتَهِي مِنَ شَهَوَاتِ الْمُحَرَّمَةِ. شَهَوَاتِ الْمُحَرَّمَةِ. Similarly, if yourself calls you to do that which you desire, that is forbidden. قَالَ لَهَا. He will say to himself, هَبْكِ فَعَلْتِ مَا اشْتَهَيْتِ. Let's say you did what you like. You desired that, you got to do it. فَإِنَّ لَذَّتَهُ تَنْقَضِي وَيَعْقُبُهَا مِنَ الْهُمُومِ وَالْغُمُومِ وَالْحَسَرَاتِ. وَفَوَاتِ ثَوَابُ حُصُولِ الْعِقَابِ مَا بَعْضُهُ يَكْفِي الْعَقَلِ ذِي الْإِحْجَامِ عَنْهَا. The pleasure shall go away. The pleasure will go away. And it will be followed by stress, worry, anxiety, disappointment, regret, missing on good reward, and getting the punishment. Only some of that is enough to make you avoid the sin to begin with. Only some of these results. وَهَذَا مِنْ أَعْظَمْ مَا يَنْفَعُ الْعَبْدَ تَدَبُّرُهُ. This is among the greatest thing which benefits the slave if he reflects upon it. Everything, do this study. Okay, I looked and I enjoyed it. طيب. Is that joy permanent? No. Got it out of the way. Now what is the outcome? All the other things. No ajr, sin. You feel guilty, you feel bad. You may, all kinds of things happen to you. So let's evaluate things in this fashion. وَهُوَ خَاصَّةُ الْعَقْلِ الْحَقِيقِيَةِ. And this is the real benefit of the brain. This is the main feature of the brain. Being able to figure that out. بِخِلَافِ مَنْ يَدَّعِ الْعَقْلِ وَلَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ. As opposed to the one who claims to have intellect, but he really doesn't. فَإِنَّهُ بِجَهْلِي وَظُلْمِ يُؤْثِرِ اللَّذَّ الْحَاضِرَ وَالْرَاحَ الرَّاهِنَةِ. He, that person who thinks he's intellectual and intelligent, he, with his ignorance and his oppression, he favors the immediate pleasure. The immediate pleasure and the relaxation of now. وَلَوْ تَرَتَّبَ عَلَيْهَا مَا تَرَتَّبَ. Even though the outcome will be whatever it will be of punishment and humiliation, hellfire. وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانِ. And Allah's aid is sought. And so inshallah with this we conclude. We are at ayah 110, which we have not yet begun. And we will see some interesting discussions in regards to tawbah and seeking Allah's forgiveness and things of the sort next week inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa sallallahu sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.